Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
I'm Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic tonight. We have a real treat. We got the Ghost Sisters with us. They're a paranormal team out of Ohio, and I'm getting ready to bring them on. I have an announcement. I'm going to be in Sarasota the 24th and 25th from 10 till 6 at a Mystic Fair in the auditorium over in the Sarasota Auditorium. Again, it's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. So I look forward to seeing anybody that lives over there. I'm going to bring the girls on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm going to bring Mandy on. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for coming on. Boy, everybody's been looking forward to this show. We got a whole bunch of people in the room listening. how'd you guys get started in this?
I started the group 4 years ago in October, and that started off with me and my older sister and another girl who used to be on the team. She's not no more. And it kind of just took off from there. We've had a couple different people on the team, female-wise, and over the years, maybe three different women on with us, and then we ended up getting Jenny on the team. I think Jenny's been with us since getting close to a year now.
Yeah.
And Jenny, what made you get into this?
I was actually at a paranormal investigation when I met the Ghost Sisters. I was with some friends of mine that are paranormal investigators. And we talked and got to know each other, and then they asked me to join a team.
Well, neat. What's one of the most scariest places that you've been?
Go ahead, Mandy.
I don't know. There's been a lot of scary locations. I would say the most place for me that I've had things happen the most would be the Yura Shrine, which is a private location in Tennessee. And I just had a lot of things that's happened to me there. I don't like to go alone in certain places there. I prefer not.
Yeah,
to
you shouldn't ever go by yourself to do ghost hunting. You always got to bring friends.
Well, this is a private location, and there are certain areas at this location. I don't walk alone. Somebody has
right,
to go with me.
Right, you bring a friend with you. Yes.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't go ghost hunting alone anyway. It's not good to do that.
I agree.
Do you cross your if you're in a private setting in the do you cross help if the ghosts want to cross? Do you help them go over?
It just depends on if we're doing a residential case. We only do that if the family wants us to, because a lot of them don't want to crossed over. If their family, they'd prefer not. And we're actually not for sure if they actually cross over, when we have done it. there's no guarantees to get them out of the area. Ain't that right, Jenny?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if we're capable of doing that, and I know that I don't believe that I am. But, you know, the point with the homeowners is just trying to get them out of the house. I mean, we don't know where they're going to go from there, and if it's causing a lot of ruckus in the house, then the best thing we can do is try to at least get them out of the house. That, there's no guarantee that ever happens. I mean, there's many psychics out there and many paranormal investigators that believe that no spirit can be crossed over anywhere. So I don't know. I guess I'm a little skeptical on that. I don't know if they can be crossed. I think that they can be pushed out possibly, but being crossed over, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay. Do you work with something's out of your line of expertise? Do you bring in people that are more, you know, that is their line of expertise? Do you, like, have, like, a cross-section of people that you call in?
We do, mm-hmm. Yes. We have several psychic mediums that we have in case we need help with
that. I'm a medium empath, but I don't, I've only maybe think that I might have crossed over a few spirits in my time, and I'm not even guaranteed if that they went. You know, I don't usually do that, but like Jenny said, we do have people that watch us on our live feed who really get into it with us, and if we need their help, they'll help us and try to cross them over and move them on.
Yeah, I was curious how you guys worked it. Do you have a bucket list of where you want to go next?
Well, hit a lot of places. Jenny, you've not really said whether there's a certain place you really want to hit. There's a lot of them in Ireland. Castles. Like
that would
Ireland.
Be cool. That's old history over there. It's ancient.
Yes. That would be on the bucket list, most definitely.
And when you do residential people, is it usually word of mouth when you get your jobs?
Yes. We get a lot of people messaging us on our Ghost Sisters page. But we only take on the cases that, like an emergency, they need us, you know. We don't take on the cases where, you know, somebody's like, oh, we think we might have a spirit in the house. You know, we hear footsteps or, you know, little things like that. We don't go and waste our time on a case like that. It's,
yeah, like they call you when they're in dire straits, like something's popping out of the closet and messing with the dog,
yeah.
The cat, and the kids, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Now, do you have somebody that does research in your group that does research history for you when you're on a case?
I like to research it, and I like to, if we have the time, I like to put in a tour of the location and do the research on it and explain the location to the viewers. I think it's great for viewers to go in and be able to see the tour of the location you're going to, understand the history on it before we go into an investigation that night. Because, you know, we go into a dark location at night, and if they don't see it during the daytime, they don't know where you're at. They know
right.
The name.
There's
they
no
can,
idea
they can look,
tell them.
Right. They can look it up on Google, and they can look at the location and search it. But our viewers, we found that they really enjoy that we do a tour of the location and we do a history of it and give them some insight on the location before we go in the dark and investigate.
So you be in the medium, so you give them heads up with stuff. And that probably helps the other girls, right?
Well, Jenny's also very gifted on the team. She's very sensitive. She does psychometry. So with her
and psychometry is basically touching of an object for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Getting information from holding an object.
Yes. See, I don't like to do the research because I like to go in not really knowing a whole lot because I like to do my spirit writing. I do spiritual writing, so that way I like to take the little bit of information I get when I do it and use it as a tool when we're out there investigating to see if I get any anything that came through my writing while we're investigating.
Yes, Mandy won't get involved in the history or the research that I do. She will stay away at, you know, away from that when I do that tour, when I do the history of the location. I only know that information so we can provide that to the viewers, but she will stay somewhere else away from that when I'm doing that process.
So Mandy's basically going in there what's called a code read.
Yes, I tried to do that, yes, very much so. I don't, depending where we go, these people, like if we go to a location that you pay for to investigate privately, they like to give tours. Sometimes, you know, I might mention to the tour guide, I don't want to know no names or anything, what happened, and they won't say, or, you know, because I don't want to know, because I want to be able to validate myself on what I'm receiving and what I'm picking up on.
Right. Well, that's good because, you know, that way you know it's pure. Now, have you guys investigated any of the sanatoriums or anything around where you guys live in Ohio?
I've hit some prisons. This is before Jenny was on the team. We've been to the Mansfield Reformatory 3 times. We haven't hit no sanitariums around here in Ohio, but over in other locations we have. We've been to, I think Trans-Allegheny.
Trans-Allegheny for you. I hear that's really, really haunted.
It was really good, and I'll let Jenny tell you her experience with her psychometry that she did when we were
there. Okay.
We went up to a location, and we walked by during the tour, and there was this chair sitting there with this doll in it, and I told them on the way through, I said I need to come back to that for some reason. Something would just pull me to that. So we went back, and we were on our live, and the doll was sitting there, and I held the doll, and it got to the point where I started crying on a live feed. It was very emotional, very sad, and I could picture a little girl walking into the room. I could visualize exactly what she looked like, and it was extremely emotional. I get sometimes I go into locations, and I feel their pain. I went to Octagon Mansion, and I felt like I was being choked and strangled.
No, where's Octagon Mansion? You have to tell people where these are.
That's in West Virginia.
Okay.
And when I went to that location, there was this lady that was choking me and strangling me, and come to find out in the history that there was actually a woman in that location that was strangled. So a lot of times, I was feeling her pain. That happens to me a lot. Sorry about that. My cat just fell down. It happens to me a lot in different locations. But the psychometry, I've had in several locations. I've picked a lot with that. But at the Trans-Allegheny, it was very emotional with that little girl. And, you know, she died of a sickness there. And it was just really intense. And she made me cry. It was so sad.
Aww.
And I was picking up voices. I was hearing spirits when they were. They gave us the tour. We were in the one room there in Trans-Allegheny where this young boy was killed. I heard him. He was talking to me, and I was like, "Did you guys just hear that boy?" Nobody was hearing it, but I heard him. Yeah, it was good. I thought it was really good. I didn't do no isolations by myself, but I really enjoyed it. It was really good. I would go back, most definitely go back there.
Neat. Have you guys gone in West Virginia where the Mothman is?
Not yet, but we have talked about it.
Okay. When you go, I'll have you back on the show. It sounds like you guys have a good synergy together and you guys work well together. How many total people do you have on your team?
Well, there is 3 full-time, but my older sister has taken a break. It's just too much for her right now. She has her own business, so she works that business a lot, and we're constantly doing something, investigating or podcasting or something. So she's stepping back, taking, some time off. So Jenny and I are the full-time ones, and then I have my other sister who is, she's a fill-in, and my best friend's a fill-in, but it's hard for her to go right now, too. That's why they're fill-ins, so they just, if they can make it, they do.
Do you have anything coming up?
Yes, we do. It's in August.
August 21st, we're going to St. Albans with Outlaw Paranormal from Tennessee. St. Albans is in West Virginia. It's a sanitarium-type location.
Well, neat. That's probably why psychically I picked up the sanatorium.
Right?
I am psycho. You guys are going to have all kinds of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
And then you guys log it? Do you log it? Take notes and log it or tape it?
Yeah. We've been doing a lot. We record. We have cameras we take.
How do they get a hold of you and how do they see what you do?
They can go to our page and watch us when we go live because we always put a post out where we're going and what's happening.
Facebook?
Yes, they can find us on Facebook and all social media, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, all social media. But our biggest platform is Facebook. You can watch us live from there. When we go to investigate, we always go live. You can watch everything we're doing. We're also filming because we've been on a network, so we've been producing our own shows and putting them out there. So we're doing a lot of live feeds, a lot of filming. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Busy.
And do you travel places? Like if somebody like in another state needs you, you travel there?
To do a residential case, we won't go outside of Ohio. I'll try to find somebody. Depending on, if there's somebody in Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, I will try to find somebody. Maybe if they're around Tennessee, we know people that are paranormal investigators around there.
Network set up. That's good.
Yeah, we know a lot of people in different locations. Yeah.
I want to thank you girls for being on the show tonight. And your YouTube channel, how do they find you that way?
They can put in Ghostus and we will pop right up.
Cool. But I thank you and everybody just loved having you on here tonight. And thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, Mandy. And I wish you happy investigating.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And have a good night, girls.
Thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to do some readings for everybody now. 269. Hi, 269.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Pamela from Michigan.
And what's your question? What part of Michigan are you from?
Southwest, near Lake Michigan.
Which is by what?
It's like by South Haven.
Okay, I'm from Clare originally.
From where?
Clare, Michigan.
Oh, okay. That's on the
other
side.
The crossroads of Michigan. That's Clare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put your hand up and it's right in the middle.
You gotta put your hand up.
There you go.
Nobody gets it until you.
Only Michigan people do that. What's your question?
That's right. I'm from New York, so it took me a while to get used to the hand coming at me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm used to. I've lived here for years now. There's no other way to get around it. You have to put your hand up to show where
you
are.
You got to put your hand up and do the Upper Peninsula too. Yeah.
That's right. I'm just wondering what you see for. I've had like a couple of disruptions that have been completely out of my control. I'm starting to get my footing again because, you know, that doesn't feel very good.
Well, you're at the end of a 9-year cycle. It's a completion cycle. And yes, it's going to take another 4 weeks and then you'll be on more solid foundation and you're going to start a whole new beginning and a whole new career.
Wow. Now, is this career something I have a degree in?
Yes, you're going to add your degree. Your degree is part of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then through work, they'll pay for you to go back to school.
Oh, I have to go back to school?
No, they pay for you to go back to school. It's for work.
Oh, okay. I'll be using my degree.
Right.
Okay. Do you see me moving for this?
What?
Do you see a move? Will I have to move to do this?
You're going to move not too far. You'll move closer to where you work from. You'll stay in Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, I used to live in Ann Arbor.
More towards Lake Superior.
Okay.
There you go, honey.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You
all
take
right.
care. Bye.
Thank you. 269.
Hello.
Hello, 269.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I have a question almost similar to the previous call. There's been some, like, little chaos going on, and life has just been topsy-turvy for the past couple of months, a few months. So plan on moving out with my partner in a couple of weeks, and just trying to see, when do you see some peace coming? Because right now,
well, you're going to have peace
up and down.
In the next 6 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. So the move is going to happen.
The move is going to happen, like, within a couple weeks.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I need
to
say.
So, and you'll have a different apartment.
Yes. Okay, great. That's good to know. I just talked to the realtor today and praying that it would be ready by the time they gave me the move-in date, so that's good.
And it will.
Oh, you made my day. You made my day.
And it'll be fresh paint. No, it's turnkey. There you go, honey.
Oh, that's perfect. That is so perfect. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You as well.
You're welcome. I don't know who I did and who I didn't do. Did I do 504?
No.
Hi, I'm all goofed up. Hi, 504.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Hi, I'm Debbie, and I'm from Louisiana. And I am in some, like, a situation at work, falsely accused.
Yeah,
and
you're in a picture, and they said, she said, and you're being accused of blah, 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 and it's a click. So you're
it's
you're,
a what?
It's a clique. They all stick together.
Okay.
It's sort of like
so,
a mean girl clique.
Yes, definitely. So,
you need to cover your butts. You might end up, you know, they might have something against you. You might lose your job.
No, they forced me out already.
Okay.
So I was.
Well, I don't know
so
where
I'm thinking.
I'm continuing my math, but you're going to get another job. Apply for administration.
Huh. Do you think I should sue?
You do have a case.
I think I mean, I'm having a hard time finding an attorney, but I want to sue.
You need an employment attorney.
Okay. All
right. I'm not a specialist. That's just what I'm hearing psychically, honey.
You're not a specialist?
It's not my expertise, but they say you need an employment.
Oh, okay.
All right,
well, the same
that's what
company
I hear psychically.
It's the same company that wants to hire me, but the place that we were in is the ones that I was like their top person, so they set me up, basically.
Well, I wouldn't work for that company. You need to sue that company.
No.
Go outside the company.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sue the company at the store I was working at, but the company I was working for wasn't part of it. It was
right.
The place I was in. Okay.
Right.
No, I'm not going back there. But
no.
They still want me to stay on, the other company.
Right. You
they
are.
They see. Okay. Okay, I think I'm going to try to find an attorney then. They're encouraging me to do it.
Yep.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Okay. I mean, it's
all
scary,
right.
But. Huh?
I said good luck.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 805. I don't know who I called. Hi, 805.
Kelly Joe, hi. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, my question is I look after a blind man part-time, and last week he had said that he was going to leave me in his will, and do you think he will follow through with this?
Yes.
Or is he just saying it? Pardon me?
He will.
He will. Oh, good.
He'll leave you a little
nice.
Something.
Yeah, we've become very good friends, and, you know, I think I add a lot of joy to his life, and, yeah, so that's nice of him. He's got plenty. No kids. He's got a girlfriend and a brother, you know?
And he might even leave you his car.
Okay. Nice. All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Hello, 614.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, I'm sorry, my name is Wilson. I'm calling from Ohio.
What's your question, sweetie?
Will I get promoted at my job?
Yes.
Oh, this week or this year?
It looks like within the month.
Oh, okay. That's great because they don't ever compliment me or anything, so it's super quiet. So thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. 269-344. Hello. Hello. Nope, dead air. Okay, we'll go to the next one. 347, hello.
Hello. Hi, Kelly. Thank you for taking my
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question?
Can you please tell me if you see me leaving my current job anytime soon?
There's like a... something offered, looks like in August. A better job offer.
Uh-huh.
So I would go for it.
Uh-huh. Do you see where it'll be, like...
No, I just see August job offer. And it feels like it'll be through a headhunter. And it'll come through an email.
Okay.
And it feels like, you know, better opportunities and better benefits and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not happy where I am. It's just not good for me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's good benefits, but it's just not, I'm not, the people there, no.
I know, but you got a better offer coming in August.
Is this, because I want to move to like Florida, or just move. This is not something I'm going
to move. Well, honey, right now you aren't going to move yet. You don't have money to move yet. You aren't going to move yet until you get settled. Then you'll get money. Later on you will. You can't move if you ain't got the money.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a new job that makes me have to move or, you know, helps me move.
Well, you're going to have to, you know, work and then save your money and then get to move.
Do you see when I'll move?
What?
Do you see when I will move?
Well, right now you're getting another job. You know, later on down the road, within the next couple of years, you move.
Okay.
All right, hon.
All right.
347-599. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Thank you. Jessica from New Jersey.
And what's your question?
I wanted to know if I am wasting my time going to this horse stable, if any work's going to come out of there.
What, you want to be like a barn keeper?
No, I want to do healing work there, but I've tried
really
a couple times. I know. That's why I'm wondering if I was wasting my time.
Of course, sit down there, throw them, and tie them down. It's
yeah,
not
well,
going to happen. They're open to it.
Okay. Yeah, I was going there to hang out with one of the horses, but I think I'm getting too attached to it, and I just asked his owner if I could work with him, and she said no. So,
well, you can't
upset
work
about
that aren't open, and you can't force yourself on people.
Well, what am I supposed to do instead then? Just nothing? Keep to myself and not do what I enjoy doing?
Oh, you have to have people that want it. You don't just force it on people.
Yeah.
You have to be asked.
Well, how do you see that? How do you see me finding people who are interested?
You know, word of mouth and stuff. Let people know that you do that.
Yeah, I've done that. No one around here seems
well,
interested.
Well, it takes time to build. You don't just automatically put a wand out there and go, doik, doik. Takes time to build.
Yeah, I've been doing that, but I think like it's not getting anywhere. I'm wasting my time with all
you
these
know,
places.
And then, you know, hang with people that do it. You know, take a class in Jin Shin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get lead.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. 708. Hello, 708.
Hello. My
Nate,
name
where
is
where are you
Ian.
From and what's your question?
My question is, do you see anything good coming for me?
That's what do you mean? You mean changes in your life? Yes.
Yeah,
but you
something
have to get out of your own way. You're
good.
Stubborn.
I didn't hear that.
You're stubborn. Get out of your own way.
Okay. Well, what do I need to do? I don't even know.
Well, you don't think negatively. You know, you always say, no, that will never happen. You're sort of like Eeyore.
I never thought of myself as an Eeyore.
You know, do your grateful list. That'll change your mindset. And, you know, be grateful for something every day for 90 days, and that'll change your mindset.
Do I have any money coming to me?
You have to work for your money, darling.
Well, I always have.
I know. Well, it's not going to come easy.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're a good saver. You aren't ever going to be homeless. You aren't ever going to be hungry.
Well,
and be open to new experiences. Instead of no, say yes.
Okay.
You know, remember, V-neck's the girl's best friend. Put on some lipstick, swish your hips, stand on the correct side of the door so I don't get whopped. There you go.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, 252.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you from? What?
This is Carol from North Carolina. I was laid off my job due to COVID, and I was wondering when I would find something new.
Are you done being sick now?
No, I was laid off due to the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I misunderstood you. Yeah. Never mind. Put an application out for have you tried government jobs, hon?
State government?
Yeah, try for state government jobs.
Okay. All right.
That's what they're telling me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 815. Hello, 815.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hey, how are you?
Whitney calling from Arizona. Good, how are you doing?
Good. What's your question, Whitney?
Well, today I think I want to know if my spirits, the spirits around me, if they've got any messages they want to leave me or anything they got to say.
You're totally on the right track, and you have let go to you have let go of something that you've been hanging on to for 15 years. And they're clapping. They're like, yay, you're free, you're free.
I don't know what, but I'm going to have to.
I don't know either, but that's what they're telling me. And I see joy and happiness all around you.
Good.
And you are so
well,
loved.
Makes...
You got such pink coming in under your aura. Like fuchsia pink, happy, happy pink. And then happy,
thank
happy,
you.
Sunny, sunny yellow. That's what I see.
Well, that's funny. I have a bright yellow shirt on today, too.
Well, there you go.
Yes, that's good. That makes me feel good. I love my spirits. I call them my angels, and I know they love me, and it's always good to hear that back. So thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
And I want to, again, thank the Ghost Sisters for being on tonight. That was so much fun with them. 954. Hello, 954.
Oh, hi. Anything in general that you might be picking up on? There's just a lot of things going on, and I don't really have a specific question.
Well, the smoke is going to clear in a 4, so it's 4 days or 4 weeks. And clarity,
yeah.
In 4 weeks. There's like a – and 4 is more financial security than you've had in a long time. There you go.
Well, that I know. That is good. So, because my husband's got a lot of health issues, so I'm going to say it's probably 4 weeks.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Any of my loved ones around me have any messages?
Right now, no. You're just in you. You're just doing your energy. I'm not saying they're not around, but right now nobody's coming up to talk.
Okay.
All right. I hope you have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Love the show.
Thank you. Okay, 917. Whoops. 917, hello.
Hello, this is Brenda. And my question is, when do you see me having a loving relationship, fulfilling and loving relationship?
Well, it feels like you'll meet somebody in the fall, like October, you know,
yeah,
when the fall is out. And then you'll date, and then by, it feels like a solid relationship by January 2022.
Oh,
so
okay.
It looks like you'll have somebody for the holidays.
What if you're right? My God, that would be crazy. But thanks a lot.
This person feels like a silver fox, and he feels like he's a scorpion.
Oh, okay. Even better.
But he isn't like a mean scorpion. The mean ones strike you until they kill you.
Okay, this one's a little...
He's an eagle. He's an eagle. He's an elevated Scorpio. He's not a mean one.
I'm more mature. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I also need to let you guys know that I'm going to be on the Social Psychic Jason Zook show Thursday night at 8 o'clock. 347-989-1206 is the number for that show. And I want to let you know, again, I'm going to be over in Sarasota. And July 24th and 25th from 10 till 6. And also want to give prayers for the world, because we have a lot of stuff going on, and we will see. I don't know if I got this one person. Let me try it. Hi, 347. Did I get to you yet?
Yes. Hi, this is Tanika.
Oh, okay. I already did you. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And we need to pray for the earth and think, always have hope. And remember, negative begets negative, positive begets positive. And I'll see y'all in the future. And I'm my next show is going to be August 2nd. I'm going to have Helen on, and she's a reader, and she does the most beautiful wax art that you've ever seen. She's very talented, and she also did her own tarot deck. And she's going to be at the fair with me in Sarasota. And I want to thank everybody that tunes in and thank everybody across the world and all over everywhere for tuning in and listening. And you make this show great. Again, thank you to this. And I'll see you all in the future.